विष्णुपाद परमहंस वरिराज कचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट नंबर 35 इति उक्तः स खल पाप इति उक्तः स खल पाप भोजानां कुलपंसना भोजानां कुलपंसना भगिनीं हन्तुम् आरब्धम् भगिनीं हन्तुमारब्धम् खड्गपाणिः कचे अग्रत् खड्गपाणिः कचे अग्रहेत् इति उक्तः स खल पाप भोजानां कुलपांसनः भगिनीं हन्तुमारब्धम् खड्गपाणिः कचे अग्रहेत् इति उक्तः स खल पाप भोजानां कुलपांसनः भगिनीं हन्तुमारब्धम् खड्गपाणिः कचे अग्रहेत् माता जी माता जी word to word meaning iti uktah thus being addressed saha he kamsa khala envious papah sinful bhojanam of the bhoja dynasty kulapamsanah one who can degrade the reputation of his family भगिनीं अंटु हिज सिस्टर हन्तुमारब्धम् बीइंग इंक्लाइन टू किल खड्गपाणिः टेकिंग अ सोर्ड इन हिज हैंड कचे हेयर अग्रहेत टुक अप ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद Kamsa was a condemned personality in the Bhoja dynasty because he was envious and sinful. Therefore, upon hearing this omen from the sky, he caught hold of his sister's hair with his left hand and he took up his sword with his right hand to sever her head from her body. Purport. Kamsa was driving the chariot and controlling the reins with his left hand. But as soon as he heard the omen that his sister's eighth child would kill him, he gave up the reins. Control hold of his sister's hair and with his right hand took up a sword to kill her. Before, he had been so affectionate that he was acting as his sister's chariot driver. But as soon as he heard that his self-interest or his life was at risk, he forgot all affection for her and immediately became a great enemy. This is the nature of demons. No one should trust a demon despite any amount of affection. Aside from this, a king, a politician, or a woman cannot be trusted, since they can do anything abominable for their personal interest. Chanakya Pandit therefore says, Vishwaso neva kartavya strishu raja kuleshu cha. Om agyanati mirandasya jnana anjana shalakaya chakshurun militam shri gurve namaha shri chaitanya mano vishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri guru Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitam Sha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatari Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Please repeat the translation. Kamsa was a condemned personality in the Bhoja dynasty because he was envious and sinful. Therefore, upon hearing this omen from the sky, he caught hold of his sister's hair with his left hand and took up his sword with his right hand to sever her head from her body. Seeking blessing from all the Vaishnavas, all the senior devotees, to bless so that we can speak whatever has been spoken already by Parampara on this exalted topic and especially on this most exalted canto, the 10th canto. It takes almost 13 to 15 years. Every day we start Bhagavatam from 1.1.1. It takes so many years to reach 10th canto. So if you read in that way, if you discuss, as Prabhupada has said, this system every day, one shloka and purport and discussion, then in 14, 15 years, so much of discussion, apart from that, so much of sadhana bhakti we do. So then we get blessings of Krishna, we get blessings of acharyas to read, to hear and to discuss this 10th canto. And that's why Srila Prabhupada and all the bona fide acharyas, they always say that do not jump to the 10th canto. So finally we are here, and this is the verse which we have seen, very, very famous painting, and you can see there on the corner, Kamsa is holding Devaki's hair with left hand and sword in his right hand. This is the scene, this is the exact verse which is being discussed now. Till the time he was holding rein of the chariot with his left hand. And right hand definitely had a whip to control the horses. Now if we see, Krishna compares the chariot with the body, the horses with the senses, and the rein with the mind. As soon as Kamsa heard this omen, what he did? He left the rein. That means he let the mind free and senses free to wander in any direction. So how will you control? If you left the mind on its own, then it will move. Why? Because the driver, who's compared to intelligence, he has gone crazy. When the intelligence goes crazy, that's when mind will be completely independent and senses will go in any and every direction possible. So it's a graphic, we can see, representation that Kamsa left the rein. That means he let his mind and senses overpower his contaminated intelligence. So he cannot be trusted. Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport also, and he says in one of the lectures that never trust a non-devotee. One who is not chanting, one who is not practicing sadhana bhakti, never trust him, whoever he or she may be. One who is not devotee, his mind is not controlled. Even after so many years of sadhana bhakti, we are finding it difficult to control the mind. What to talk about of a person who is completely absorbed in material consciousness? So one should never trust. Sometimes devotees have to deal with people, so we should be very cautious. And whatever, sometimes you see, there's so many people come with big, big plans, Swamiji, we should do this, do this, do this, do this, then never trust them. Sometimes we get excited, and then we see they are just blabbering. In any case, Prabhupada says, don't trust. Now in this verse, a very interesting thing, it talks about anger. And by the will of providence, the person who is unable to control his anger is giving this session. So, but one thing, I was just talking to Vishnu Datta Prabhu, one thing is good. He said, you know Prabhuji, when we face some difficulty, if that kind of verses come, then we are more alert. So I can, from my personal realization, share what are the causes, possible causes of anger, what are the effects and problems of anger, and what are the solutions. Don't ask me how to apply, because I am also in the process. So that we'll discuss today, anger management. Kamsa is being here, said he is condemned in Bhoja dynasty. What is? He is condemned personality in the Bhoja dynasty. That means if a person is not a devotee, or if he is against the principle of religion, he actually brings bad name to the entire dynasty. And that's why these offenses, in Bhagavatam we hear again and again, these offenses are like kula nashak. They destroy the dynasty. So here, he is condemned. Why? The reason is being said, because he was envious and sinful. Khala and papa. Khala means envious. I heard there is one person whose name is Khaleshwar. His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj says in one lecture, one person, he heard in village, one person had the name of Kaleshwar. So, he is condemned because of envy and sinful propensities. And because of that, what happens? A person is desirous of fulfilling. When a person is desirous of fulfilling his sinful desires, and he is envious of others, he is extremely impulsive. You see, in entire life, whatever we read about Kamsa, never we see any such behavior which can be trusted. Even when he forgives the first child, he does not kill. He tells to Vasudev, take him back, I have no fear. But Vasudev knew. When Vasudev is going back, he was thinking that Kamsa cannot be trusted. And that's exactly what happened. He called him back, killed the child. And in the towards the end, when this eighth child who became Durga, that time also Kamsa's heart, you know, appeared to be transformed. But what happened? Immediately, he again met his demoniac associate and he started sending asuras to kill all the children. One thing we can learn, if we are having this, because we are materialistic, if any materialistic person is trying to change, the association plays a very important role. And we see that when we preach, and if the person is protected from materialistic association and given more and more dosage of devotee association, then he's protected. Otherwise, he's dragged away. So that's why all the acharyas have told us that it is the responsibility of devotee to preach and to protect the souls. Now, if we come and discuss about anger. So anger has, as Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, anger is manifesting from Rajoguna. Kama esha krodha esha krodha esha sam udbhavan. From where it appears, manifests, Rajoguna. And then Krishna talks about lust. He doesn't talk about anger in next seven verses. And anger is also known as upakam, because he is the younger brother of kama, which is lust. Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shri Shri Gaurnathayaki. Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Atme Indriya Priti Vancha Tare Bole Kam, Krishna Indriya Priti Icha Dhare Prem Nam. So what is Kam and what is Prem? Kam is when, lust is when we desire anything which is not connected to Krishna. And prema is we desire everything connected to Krishna. These are the two categories, kama and prema. And that is why bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami. Even mukti is kama. And in the third canto, Srila Prabhupada mentions that even having a desire to go back to Vaikuntha is a mixed devotional service. It is not pure devotional service. Prabhupada writes in the purport. So that is why mukti is also calm, because this is for our own sense gratification. I want to be protected. One devotee was giving Bhagavatam class and he said, why most of us are practicing Krishna consciousness? Because we are afraid of death. Because we are afraid of maya. Because we are afraid of the reactions which will come. So to protect ourselves, we are practicing. That's okay. That's also one trigger, fear. It will push us towards the direction and ultimately at the end, but we should know our goal is prema pumartha mahan. In Bhagavatam, it's mentioned that this is a scripture where there is no description of Kaitava Dharma. And Prabhupada says that what is bhakti? Or what is dharma actually? It is only and only, bhakti should be performed only and only for attaining Krishna prema. There is no other reason. Anything else is mixed devotional service. If you see all the pastimes of devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam, the first starts from the prayer of Queen Kunti. From there till end, all the devotees and their relationship and transactions, you know, whatever we see with Krishna, is based only on pure love. Whether it is Dhruva Maharaj, who had material desire, once he saw Krishna, he became pure, then everything for Krishna. Whether it is Prahlad Maharaj, everything for Krishna. Even for that I have to undergo all the miseries of the world, everything still for Krishna. So that is prema. Now anger may manifest at the level of prema also and at the level of kama also. And we are in a dicey situation, we are in between. We are trying to leave kama and trying to achieve prema. So we are struggling in between. So sometimes this side, sometimes this side. It's not that devotee has no anger. He doesn't manifest the anger. He becomes angry. In the third canto purport where these four kumaras become angry, Prabhupada says the sadhu also becomes angry. It's not wrong. Only thing is, we'll talk, his anger is healthy anger, which will benefit everyone. And the anger arising from lust, it's called unhealthy anger, which will destroy everything. If a person is angry and he kills other person, that is anger. If a person commits suicide, that is also anger. It's a manifestation of anger. So, if anger is to serve the mission, if anger is to please Krishna, if anger is to protect devotees, if anger is to protect the temple, you know, some hooligans are trying to disrupt the situation, becoming angry is not karma. It's on prema level, because you are doing for Krishna. But that also, it's been cautioned that it should be in the limit. It should not go off limit. And any kind of anger which has arisen in our heart because our own desires are not fulfilled, our own controlling tendency or controlling propensity is being challenged. Like Hiranyakashipu, he was controlling entire universe. Like Kamsa, he was controlling so much. But he became angry on a woman, his own sister, on the day of her marriage. And Hiranyakashipu, the so-called control of the entire universe, he became angry on a 5-year-old son. He had everything, whatever he desired. Whatever he desired, he had everything. But because there is karma, there is lust in the heart, it will always disturb. That's why it said, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashanta. Those who have these things in their heart, always ashant. So that's what the stress and anxiety and depression everyone is facing in the world. So this is, now, what are the triggers? How the anger, actually there are many quotes of Prabhupada. One is, Prabhupada is talking in the purport about anger in Daksha's incident. How Daksha became so angry on Lord Shiva unnecessarily. Okay, even if you are angry, even if he didn't stood up and if he didn't respect you, okay, you manifested anger, but his anger was uncontrolled. And what happened? Everything was destroyed. His false ego was crushed. his head was chopped and he was given a head of a goat. I don't know why goat, but maybe goat always say meh, 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 meh. So Daksha was also, this false ego, you know, triggers meh, 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 meh. So I don't know, just speculating. Because goat is always about meh, always about me. And Daksha was also about me. But anyways, he was humbled thoroughly. And then we hear how the anger manifested in this world, Rudra. When Brahma, Lord Brahma becomes angry on four Kumaras, but he tries to control or suppress or sustain the anger, it appears from his eyebrows. And Prabhupada says, you can easily understand in which body parts Rudra stays. So whenever we are angry, Prabhupada says, you see our eyebrows, they will go up. His eyes will become red hot. So that is Rudra sitting. You'll start breathing heavily. And all, you know, warm air. Maybe put some chapati, it will be nicely roasted also. So much, you can feel that heat around your nose because the breathing is very hot. So there is Rudra sitting. Heart is burning. So there is Rudra sitting. Hands become active. Sometime we let loose the hand. Otherwise we try to control, like just clenching our fist. There's something we do. So there is Rudra sitting. And legs also become activated. So there is also Rudra sitting. So these are the places where Rudra is sitting. And that's why you can feel anyone who becomes angry, and I think everyone in the world has experienced at least once in their lifetime. You can see what is happening. So what are the triggers of anger? So there are five. Let us see. The first is, since I have a desire, and other people, everyone in the universe should respond to fulfill my desire. And when that doesn't happen, it's anger. So this is lust. Anything I desire, I think, I plan, if it doesn't execute it, if it is not executed, then it's anger. The anger is manifested. So this false ego. Then it said, my desires, my plan, I have a certain idea. You know, like for example, this fan, obviously it's off, it should be kept like this. From the speaker, it should be like 30 degrees. But someone kept at 29 degrees, then you become angry. Happens. It happens. Why? Because I have an idea how things should be set. And how dare you change it? So there, anger comes. So we can see the principle, the Rudra principle is very active, especially in Kali Yuga. So everyone becomes angry. There's a little bit of, you know, one car is going, another car. Even if one car is going and you are on the bike and you just keep your hand on the car, he becomes like, he feels the pain. A little bit if you touch, then how people are fighting. So much fighting happens. Just because of small thing. Then he says, if a problem develops, the other person should change. If there's a problem, then why should I change? Others should change to suit the situation. I will remain as it is. Because others are also thinking that why should I change? Because nobody changes, then everyone becomes angry. And then we say that you love me, you care for me, you are surrendered to me, then show your love. Prabhupada said on a pure level, if you love me, show your love by cooperating. But sometimes, you know, people in the world, they say this. So that is also manifestation of anger. Why he or she should do whatever you like? Just because someone loves you, someone likes you, they should do whatever you like exactly. If you are able to engage that person in Krishna's service, that is different. But if you are thinking that you are supreme and everyone should act accordingly, just to please you, and any slight deviation triggers anger. Then, ultimately, if someone hurts us, kaya, manasa, vacha, by the tongue, by the speech, by the body, or by mind, we have a tendency, because of lower modes, that we tend to take revenge. Revenge is the gross form of anger. Anger, we know Krishna says it is from Rajaguna. It's manifested from passion. But there's always a tinge of ignorance. And when the anger becomes, and you know, manifested in our body, in our speech, and it is going towards the gross level, that is ignorance. Like beating someone, speaking extremely harsh, that is the context of ignorance. When Rudra appeared, it was from the passion, but there was a tinge of ignorance. But if it increases, then the ignorance is increasing. So we are going down and down and down. And then what we do is start blaming others. We blame others because we have narrow vision. So there are, you know, things we should learn. There are many things, but we'll not discuss much on this. Now, how does it affect us? What are the damages what anger does on oneself and on others also? So Krishna speaks about four levels: body, mind, intelligence, and soul. So how does it impact body? What was happening with Kamsa? He became angry, was not able to control his body movements. See, whenever you become extremely angry, your tongue will start, you know, vibrating. Not the holy name. You're speaking, but sometimes your speech rate, you get stuck. But your tongue, your lips, and your hands will shake, your body will shake. Too much anger, that will start happening. So what is happening? We are damaging our own body. The heartbeat increases, the blood pressure, the stress, anxiety, and so many complications in our bodies because of anger. Some of you may remember around 1.5 years back, this Chinese doctor came, or the devotee came from China. He stayed in our Zhu temple for a few days, many devotees. He brought few devotees. 3 days he stayed. So, you know, I was sitting with him. So he was staying. Some devotees came and, you know, showed their body. And he's also like a Ayurvedic doctor, but they call it herbal. So when he was seeing the body symptoms, he asked me, does this person is very angry all the time? I said, yes. He said, that is why he has problem. This devotee is facing problem, bodily complications, internal organ, back pain, neck pain, this pain, that pain, and even internal digestion problem and all that is because this devotee has a lot of anger. Amazing, huh? The Chinese person. The devotee always says that Krishna gave spiritual knowledge for India and health knowledge for China. So that is why it's... And they have. The knowledge has gone from here. So we see so much complication just because of anger. And that's why everyone knows how there's a relationship, strong relation between body and mind. The anger is manifesting in the mind, but it has impact on the body. And the body becomes very stiff. This doctor was saying, the body becomes stiff. It is not flexible. It is not soft. It becomes very stiff. And that is why the problem starts. Because you are holding the grudges, you are holding the anger within yourself. Then impact on mind. Mind goes completely crazy. When anger comes, mind goes completely crazy. We even don't realize what we speak, what we do, what we think when we are extremely angry. As the anger increases, we cannot. He's not able to understand Kamsa. First of all, he's completely overpowered by lust to control. And then he's not able to understand, she's my sister. He's not able to understand that this Akashvani happened, the demigods are speaking, eighth child. At least it will take 8 years for the eighth child to appear. And that's what Vasudev is trying to explain. Why are you killing Devaki? There's no threat for you or life from Devaki. But he cannot even imagine. He cannot think. His mind is only focused to save his life. He has become fearful. And somehow, Vasudev, he tries to pacify, you know, gives him assurance that I'll give you everything. I'll give you all my children. So that is happening with people we can see when they become angry. Then it has impact on intelligence. Already in Kali Yuga we see intelligence is so dumb, so dull-headed. It's contaminated. It's already contaminated by lust, and now the anger manifests. You lose the power of discriminating what is right and what is wrong. We lose the power. We anyways, Kali Yuga people have less power to discriminate what is right, what is wrong. And when the situation comes, we completely lose that. Take any example from Bhagavatam. And it's not that, you know, the different kinds of manifestation. Like Arjuna. Arjuna was in the first chapter when we hear, he's giving so many excuses. He gives very powerful excuses from scriptures. But actually Krishna says, your intelligence is contaminated. You're not able to discriminate what is right, what is wrong, what should be done, what is not to be done. And in the 16th chapter, the first verse when Krishna is talking about the demoniac quality, 16.8, Krishna says what? Pravrittricha nivritticha. Pravritticha, nivritticha. That means these demoniac people do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. The discrimination power is lost. So Arjuna was also not able to see. He was not angry, but that anger also was manifested in a different way. You see, any episode in Bhagavatam, any katha of Bhagavatam, any pastime, everywhere, Daksha became angry, lost his intelligence. He lost his intelligence. Even Dhruva, for that matter, he's a pure devotee. But he became excessively angry. And Swayambhu Manu comes and gives amazing instructions. These are one of the two best instructions what any devotee who's facing this problem, he should read. One, the instruction given by Swayambhu Manu to Dhruva Maharaj. How he pacifies him. What he speaks. What a powerful speech. That Dhruva, you are right that your brother was killed and you have a right to take revenge. You are a Kshatriya. But one Yaksha killed and you already killed so many Yakshas. And Dhruva, so see now how a devotee or a sadhaka should react. Even if we become angry, no problem. Because we are struggling with the modes, the anger will manifest. That we'll discuss later. But because we are talking about Dhruva, he immediately accepted Swayambhu Manu's instruction and was pacified. Not only that, he begged forgiveness from what is his name? The king of Yaksha? Kuber. He begged forgiveness from Kuber. But Kuber was, and Kuber was pleased. See, when you leave anger, what happens? Even Kuber, whose people, thousands of people he killed, he was happy with Dhruva. And he gave him benedictions. Another example, we see Indra is trying to steal. That is also same thing. His anger, but he is using his anger in a more crooked way. It's not manifested directly. He's not coming to Prithu and saying, why you're, you know, performing this 100 yagyas. But he's using this crooked means to manifest his anger. Stealing the horse again and again. Prithu became angry. When Prithu became angry, what happened? Again, another pure devotee. Shaktyavesha avatar becomes angry. Lord Brahma comes. This is another instruction. Very beautiful instruction Lord Brahma gives. He talks about karma, he talks about the destiny, he talks about providence. And then King Prithu is satisfied, pacified. What happens? King Prithu gets darshan of Lord Vishnu, gets benediction from Lord Vishnu. What is the benediction? Dhruva asks for benediction, association of devotees. Prithu asks for benediction, association of devotees. Both of them. And then King Prithu got association of Chaturkumaras. Hiranyakashipu became angry. Hiranyaksha became angry. Daksha became angry. Everyone destroyed. Shishupal, enviousness. All the demons who were killed by Krishna, all became angry. And when you become angry, you lost your intelligence. What happens at the level of soul? Soul is driven or pushed away from Krishna further and further and further. It's driven away from Krishna. It's become difficult again to become, it's more difficult to come near to Krishna. We are struggling, you know, I'm already like, you know, 1 kilometer away from my goal, destiny, or destination. And then somehow, you know, there's strong winds, they push me away half a mile. Now I'm again so far to struggle again. Then simple way, the jiva goes away from Krishna, becomes difficult again. He has to again and again come back. Now these are the problems which we know we have undergone. We have experienced, realized. Simple, we'll talk about remedy. Because we don't want to follow Kamsa and eventually get destroyed. But we should, and we have the remedies, we should try to apply and see if we can manage this. We are not talking about controlling the anger, we are talking about managing the anger. The first thing is knowledge. Why we become angry? Because we think we are controllers. Everyone. Anger has no other reason. There's only one reason. We are controllers. What I say is perfect. What I do is perfect. Whatever I speak is absolute truth. Any contradiction, any deviation, any changes will lead to anger because I am the supreme. This ahankar. Everyone. Whether a sadhaka, there is only one reason of anger. Otherwise, and that is why to counter this, what we need is knowledge. So the false ego is ignorance. In the third canto, when Lord Kapila is teaching to Mother Devahuti, very graphically, very systematically, Lord Kapila has explained all this. There's false ego. There is intelligence, there is mind. So false ego, what it does, it makes friendship with the mind. And tells the mind that I will give you freedom. False ego is telling the mind, I will give you freedom. You protect me. So mind is in mode of goodness. Intelligence is mode of passion. So now mind, which is born out of goodness, because of the influence of false ego, gets contaminated. And now our mind is trying to protect our false ego. Very nicely described in third canto. So then what we need is knowledge. False ego didn't touch intelligence. So now we have intelligence. If we can try to, you know, purify our intelligence by the revealed knowledge, then we understand what is our position. Then we understand who is Krishna and what is my position, who am I? His Holiness Amal Krishna Maharaj, he was with Prabhupada in the last days, and he said, Prabhupada, I feel that, you know, I have a lot of false ego, and because of that I think that I am the supreme. What do I do? And what did Prabhupada did? How many of you know what Prabhupada said? So Prabhupada said, and all the other devotees are standing, Prabhupada said to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you are one individual soul. And there are millions of souls in this room. You are one of them. And there are thousands of rooms, you know, or hundreds of rooms in this temple, and you are sitting in one of them. And there are hundreds of temples in Vrindavan, and there are thousands of cities in the country, so many countries in the world, and world is just one planet. It is not even planetary system. In our universe there are 14 planetary systems, not 14 planets, and earth is one just dot, small planet. And then there are 14 planetary systems. That is universe. And this is the smallest universe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you bring the bag full of mustard seeds and just spread it. You see, every mustard seed is one universe. And we, fortunately or unfortunately, we are in the smallest universe. Maybe we can escape faster, smaller universe, with the rocket. After Chandrayaan and Mangalayaan, some Vaikunthayaan will come. So this universe, there are unlimited universes. Anant Koti Brahmand Nayak. Lord Vishnu is called Anant Koti Brahmand. Unlimited universes. So imagine how many souls. And these unlimited universes, they just go inside the body of Mahavishnu in just one breath. And this material world is one third, one fourth. And spiritual world, there are unlimited Vaikunthas. And then Prabhupada goes, and everything is controlled by Krishna. And everyone is thinking. And here is Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He says, I am something. And Prabhupada, graphically he went and spoke everything. So if we have understand that what we are, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was saying in one lecture, he says, I never understood what is the meaning of Trinadapi Sunnichena. But if you see on a graphical level, a soul is actually smaller than the grass. A soul is much, much, much smaller than a blade of grass. So it is easy to understand Trinadapi Sunnichena. You have a big body and a much, much, much bigger false ego, but soul is a tiny part. So this knowledge. But knowledge itself will not help. Because when the provoking situation comes, all the knowledge goes in the books, in the bags, in the room. And we become free of knowledge. And then act without knowledge. We lose our knowledge to discriminate. So that is why this bhakti process is required. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, they give knowledge also, they give bhakti also. But this internal strength, like Dhritarashtra was telling, Akrura told to Dhritarashtra, you know, kisse panga le rahe ho, you are taking panga with Pandavas, you know Krishna is with them, Dhritarashtra says, I know Krishna is Supreme Lord. But what to do? My mind is attracted towards irreligion. And it is not going towards religion. And I know everything will be destroyed. He knew everything. So just by having knowledge, we may not be able to act. So that is why we need internal strength. And that specially comes from mercy. By serving the Vaishnavas, by chanting the holy name. We need mercy. Without mercy, it's impossible to conquer the lust, conquer the anarthas. Every one of us have almost all the six anarthas. But any one of the anartha becomes prominent. And most of the time, out of six anarthas, the anger anartha is prominently seen. And sometime a devotee or a sadhaka who may become frequently angry, we label him. And then that increases anger. That why you are labeling me? Everybody is anartha. So we should help each other rather than labeling each other. Because that increases the anger. Because he feels more neglected. He feels more secluded, sidelined. So we should never be disappointed. We should never lose hope. We should never be depressed. Because this process given by Acharya, this process given by Srila Prabhupada, the process of bhakti, will definitely take us out of anarthas. Definitely. Why? Because everything in the material creation is temporary. So even anarthas are temporary. They are given to us because we came to material world. If we leave them, we can go back to us. Go look. Or Vaikunth. So this is also temporary. It will go. The second thing what is, because it is more self-centered. The anger manifested when we become more self-centered. Now, try to change the center from self to Krishna. If that is possible by serving the deity. If it is not, then try to at least change the central focal point from yourself to the living entities who are suffering in this world. And that is why the another process is called is compassion. If you are compassionate, your anger will be there to the person whom upon whom you are compassionate. Like very soon we will come to this Damodar month is anyways going on. So Mother Yashoda became angry on Krishna. It's not that she didn't become angry. She was angry. But that anger was not kama. It was prema. So when you have compassion for some person, even if you become angry, that will be for that person's benefit. So that is not from kama. That is different kind of anger. So compassion will manifest in the form of preaching. In Nectar of Instruction, where it is spoken about Krodha, in the first verse, Prabhupada says, even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, you preach. If you have anger, go and vent out this anger on the demons. Not by hitting them, by giving them philosophy. And then Prabhupada says, the anger should be utilized in a proper way. So there are many more things. Few years back, I met His Holiness Gaur Krishna Goswami Maharaj in Vrindavan, I think 4 years back. And I asked him, I said, what to do with this anger? And he always has this Bhagavatam, all Sanskrit shlokas. You see, them, Dev Kempo also has this. So he opened. He could have easily recited the shloka. He said, wait, I'll tell you something. And we were standing in the temple hall, and then he opened 5th canto. So 5:15. He opened this 5th canto, 5th chapter, teachings of Lord Rishabhdev, and 15th verse. So we'll just read the translation of this and stop our discussion. Translation. So this is Rishabhdev's teachings to his son. And he knew he is Lord. So he knows that anger is there in the world. So very nice instruction. If you can understand this, this will invoke compassion in the heart of a person. And then he will say, forget. That anger will go like this. Kuch nahi ho sakta isko. Something like that. So just listen this carefully. If one is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, he must consider the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Samam Bhavanam and chief aim of life. If he is the father instructing his son, if a spiritual master instructing his disciples or a king instructing his citizens, he must instruct them as I have advised. They should be instructed. A leader must instruct the follower. It's never said. But how? Without being angry, he should continue giving instructions even if his disciple, son or citizen is sometime unable to follow his order. See, crystal clear. That without being angry, he should continue giving instructions even if his disciple, son or citizen is sometimes unable to follow his order. Now, why they are not able to follow? You know, I read one article. It is said, if you know the beggar is in real problem, he does not have anything to eat, what you will do? You will give him something. And if a beggar knows that the person who is passing by, he also is in problem, he doesn't have much money, the beggar will not ask. And there are many such situations. If you know the other person, why is he behaving like that? Then anger will take another form, which will become compassion. Are bichara takleef mein. His Holiness Indradhumna Maharaj was here. He was giving Bhagavatam in Juhu. And he underwent a surgery. He had to undergo some surgery. Some nose surgery or something. And some tooth. So he was given chloroform, but that chloroform was not sufficient. So somehow he was in half consciousness. And Maharaj said, I was a boxer. And he has, Indradhumna Maharaj, the big built up body. He said, I was a boxer in my youth. And this doctor is coming. And I am in faint consciousness. So I could not realize that he is doctor. He is coming with weapons. Doctor has his own instrument. He's coming to me and I'm in some consciousness, little bit consciousness, chloroform thoda kam ho gaya. And immediately I clenched my fist, and as the doctor came closer just to defend myself, one has to defend. Vasudev is defending himself and Devaki. He clenched his fist and he punched very hard the nose of doctor. Immediately all the assistant and sister and all that, they control, they gave one more, few more anesthesia, and Maharaj went unconscious. And then he came after surgery, he was conscious. Next day, the doctor came to meet, and the doctor is having this bandage. And Maharaj said, what happened? What happened to you? And doctor was telling, Maharaj gives wonderful instruction. The doctor told to his nurses and assistant, he said, see, this patient, he is not aware. He is not what he is. He is unconscious. He does not know what he is doing. So even if he punched me, that should not be taken as offensive. It's ignorance. So if we are instructing the followers and they are not able to do, if we have that patience, which I don't have, to understand their ignorance, their inability, then we'll push them, we'll help them. But that doesn't happen. So here he says, now what, again he says, ignorant people who engage in pious and impious activity should be engaged in devotional service by all means. Rishabhdev is saying, if you become angry, what will happen to them? They will again go to pap punya thing. Somehow engage them in bhakti. They should always avoid fruitive activity. If one puts into the bondage of karmic activity his disciple, son or citizen who is bereft of transcendental vision, how will one profit? It is like leading a blind man to dark well and causing him to fall again. So especially a preacher or a leader, he should understand the situation and somehow engage him in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you know, because of our own anger, or on anarthas, if he goes away, he'll go in material world again. So it is like what he's saying, giving beautiful example. It is like leading a blind man to a dark well and then causing him to fall in. If you are protecting a blind man, so you should, you know, give him eyes, transcendental eyes of knowledge, and take him to the upper level, not again push him down. So all the people whom we are preaching, we should understand that they don't have knowledge. And then this will be counted. So Maharaj showed me this verse. And so many times I read, it's very powerful verse to understand. If you understand the pain of other person, then you'll not become angry. So this is what we see, how Kamsa was so impulsive in behavior and Devaki, and then we'll see what happens. So this impulsive behavior can be divided into two, one arising from prema, one arising from kama. So we didn't discuss much prema, not required. And what are the problems what are the effects and problems of anger on body, mind, intelligence and soul? What are the remedies? And this beautiful instruction of Rishabdev, which helps us to understand. And then whatever may happen, whatever anarthas we have, somehow we should push on ourselves and take others also closer to Krishna by practicing this devotional service. Hare Krishna. Any comments?
Hare Krishna. Guruji, just like here it is written, and you said that if somebody is able to see the ignorance behind his what he is doing out of ignorance, then he can control his anger. But the Kali Yuga tendency is like that. We are ignorance, you know, ignorance only, and what we do, doing in ignorance only. But we have ego also. Like when we see the ego, and he is in ignorance, but he is egoistic also. So we become anger. Like this happened with me also, and with other cases also. Like
that's what I'm saying. If you understand, the problem is we are not perfect. There are devotees in our movement who have attained this perfection. So even if you see that other person is envious of you, other person has so much false ego, he is in ignorance, what you will do? You will have compassion. Bichara phas gaya. The poor soul, struggling in the ocean of material world. Somehow I should drag him out. So for that, we also have to become advanced. Then you will be able to.
Actually, this also can increase our ego also.
Yeah, because we are also having anartha, na? That's what I'm saying. So for that we said that we practice devotional service and go ahead, and then gradually thoda purification will happen, and then you can see that you are able to see the problems of others. The problem doesn't happen, you know, most of the time anger appears with the people you are staying with. You will not become angry on someone who's you know, someone like from other temple, some devotee comes and he does mistake. You will say, okay. You will not become angry. You will become angry on someone who's very close to you. Because somewhere or the other we have envy in our heart. And that gets manifested. Or we have falsehood. Or we take it for the granted. We take it for granted, okay. And let loose our anger. So again it comes to knowledge.
Second question. Bhaji, this Bhagavad Gita, it is said anger and calm comes from Rajoguna. So, is it right that as the Rajoguna will decrease, so our calm and crows will also decrease? So, as the Rajoguna goes away, then calm crows will be also goes away?
Definitely.
So, how?
But you have to come to Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. There is nothing called goodness. You cannot be only in goodness. passion and ignorance will be there. Increase the goodness, manage passion and ignorance, and gradually come to pure goodness. If you come to pure goodness, you are at the level of prema. Where is the question of karma? So then you become lusty, you become angry, you become envious, no problem. That's all for Krishna. That's all transcendental. It's like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was offered chas. He's doing bhajan in Vrindavan, Radhakund. And someone gave, he said, Baba, you drink only one dona of chas in 3 days. Okay, take this. Now, see, someone is giving us, we become angry. You know, it becomes. Raghunath Das Goswami is asking, this buttermilk I'll take, but the container, which is made up of leaves, this dona, these leaves are from where? He said, leaves are from this forest. I mean, that devotee also knew that leaves are from this forest. He took and immediately threw the buttermilk and the container. He said, that forest belongs to Chandravali. We will never take anything from there. So that kind of anger, everyone will relish. That is Shuddha Prem. But that same becomes contaminated in material world.
Well, he almost asked that question, so probably mine is not a question, just a comment. So, very often it is seen that as you advance in age, as you become old, you get less angry or compassion automatically starts developing in you.
Really?
Is it... Well, I will not say, it's not a universal statement.
Universal statement is until and unless you practice Krishna consciousness, your anathas are not going away. We see rather, those who are not devotees, old people, they become more irritated easily. The anger has increased.
Some old people, most.
Again, physical is what?
Physically,
that is lust only. That my body, do not trouble. I want this way. And the old person, 75, 78 years, 80 years old, a man or a woman, they want everything in a certain way. Any little difference will lead to anger.
I will leave the question anyway.
So it is not that with the advancement of age, you go down in anarthas, no. It's only stagnant or may increase also. Only in advancement of Krishna consciousness leads to decrease of anarthas. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Prem Anande.